Hi, and welcome to Traditional Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Carl Levick. So in these last three episodes about power, we've talked about what power is. We've talked about the road to power. But now we're going to talk about something very important. We're going to talk about Mother Earth's role in our journey to power. If this is the first time that you're tuning into this podcast, let me tell you a little bit about what you can expect to hear. In this podcast, we talk all things Amazonian and high Andean Kiro healing of Peru. For over 9 years, I've been volunteering for various healers, and for more than half of that time, I have spent it with Amazonian healers and Kiro healers of Peru. This podcast is really about me distilling all that experience, all that knowledge, so that you can feel closer to these traditions. And as always, if you're looking for authentic traditional indigenous healing, look no further. Check out traditionalmedicinemiami.com. We work on a very special project with the Kiro community to connect their world-renowned healers with the people who need them. So whether you're looking to alleviate anxiety, depression, addiction urges, or maybe you're just looking to improve and grow, whether it's in your career or personal life, check out some of our plans. And if there's anything we can do, go ahead and reach out to us. We'll be happy to connect you. So let's get started on today's episode. Now, we talked about power in all kinds of different ways. We talked about what power was. Power is the ability to hold space for good things to happen. We talked about the road to power, right? It's not just the Amazonian healers that are seeing it this way. It's not just the high Andean Kiro healers who see it this way. It's also Christianity, Buddhism, all kinds of different traditions that are saying you need to have radical compassion to reach these states of power. You need to be of service to reach these states of power. And in the high Andean Kiro tradition, once you reach a certain amount of initiations, you have to be of service. This is a requirement in order to advance in levels of power. Okay. So today we're going to talk about the role that Mother Earth has on our journey to power. If you check out episode 9, Traditional Indigenous Healers and Their Alliance with Mother Earth, you understand that healers are only able to do what they do because they are very much intertwined with these sacred energies from our planet, right? They are working with divine energies. They are working with sacred beings. And whether it is the sacred plants, whether it is the sacred mountains, whether it is Mother Earth herself, they are receiving the energy, the power that they need, right, through their alliance and through these energies being a part of their field. Now, let me explain something to you. As humans, okay, a lot of times, a lot of religions, a lot of traditions, they want to bypass this earth. Okay, they want to connect directly to the heavenly realms, or they want to say, oh, I can reach these powers because I am of divine energy. I am the seed of God. So I am going to be able to do these things by myself. I don't need anybody else's help. Ha 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 ha. You know, and this is crazy talk because in this planet, on this planet, if you are a being here, okay, you cannot live without the earth's energy, okay? You cannot live without the water. You cannot live without the food. You cannot live without the oxygen. You cannot live without the fact that she has provided to you the materials to manifest into this world. There is nothing about you that could be possible without this planet. We have to really be clear on this. We have to understand this. Because again, too many traditions, too many religions try to bypass this fact. Okay? Energetically, you cannot bypass it. You are of this planet. You are of this energy. And you continue to be fed by this energy every single day of your life. There is not a single religion. There is not a single tradition that would be possible without Mother Earth. Okay, the wine in your cup, the bread that you break, the candles that you're making, the incense that you have, your beads that you meditate with, the air that you breathe when you are doing your meditations. Okay, the material in your body that is there for you to do yoga with, the entire thing is thanks to this planet. This earth, which continues to provide you with energy to do the work that you want to do. When you say, I'm good, I don't need all that, you are essentially saying, I don't need that energy, you know, and I'm not going to be integrated with this energy. And that is why you don't reach the levels of power that these traditions have. And you never will, because you are refusing the energy that you need to become the person that you need to become, right? It's like a marathon runner saying, I don't need all that pasta. I am going to operate on will, and I am going to operate on, you know, my divine force. And then good luck, you're going to pass out maybe, you know, halfway through that marathon. There are laws. Just like the physical world has laws, the spiritual energetic world has laws too. And just because you think that you know them, because you're making up some sort of thing in your mind that you don't require the energetics and the spiritual energy of this world, of this earth, just because you think that doesn't mean that you are right. This is why we listen to wisdom keepers. This is why we have them here. We have these elders here to help guide us through this world, because we have lost connection, right? But if you believe that you know everything, then that's going to be a problem, because you're going to be misled by your own ignorance and by your own, this kind of delusion that you believe to be true. It is not true, and the proof is in the pudding. This is why, again, these healers are so powerful. This is why they are the most powerful here on earth. Now, the reason why these healers are so powerful, okay, because Christians do not have healing centers, Buddhists do not have healing centers, and go on and on and on and on about this, okay, we don't see that. There's a reason why indigenous people are so popular for healing, all right? There is a reason why the Kirul are known as wisdom keepers. Okay, and it really stems from the fact that they understand their place on this planet. They understand their place on this planet. They understand that they are of this planet. Okay, and when it comes to reaching levels of power, they do not try to bypass that. That would be wild. How do you bypass that? That's number one, okay? That's the number one fact you need to come to terms with. And they come to terms with that very easily. They understand that. And so once they have accepted that, and they have begun to build an alliance, okay, of all kinds, right? They are building an energetic and a spiritual alliance, right? They're working with the earth. They're working with sacred beings here. They're seeing the world this way, because why? They have accepted this fact that they are of this planet, that in this planet, there are sacred beings, that in this planet, we have help. We have the energetics. She is here to help us. They understand this and have built systems on that. Now, when they have done this, they have gained power. Why? Because once you have built this kind of connection, right, and strengthened this kind of connection, you are also receiving energy. All right. And they do this with initiations, right? The Kirul community does this with initiations. They help you stay connected to Mother Earth, right? And now you have power because of this, because of the fact that you have said, yeah, you know what? I am one with Mother Earth. I am here. And so they've been able to ensure that people stay connected. And through that, they've been able to ensure that people have the power that they need in order to be healthy. So one day I asked the Kirul, what went wrong? Why are we in this place? Why are we in a place of peril, right? And at the time, this was years ago, I was expecting lack of empathy, okay? I was expecting greed. I was expecting these things to be the source of our problem. So I'm here waiting, right, to hear what is going to be said. And they said, the problem is we've separated ourselves from Mother Earth. there has been a separation. And because of this separation, we are no longer receiving the energetics that we need in order to be healthy, happy, and to behave in ways that are good for us here on this planet, because we have decided we did not need her. We did not need her energetics. We did not need to listen to her. We did not need to be in alliance with her. We did not need to be in alliance with other sacred beings on this planet, with our brothers and sisters here. When we decided to break that kind of relationship, we were no longer receiving the energetics that we needed to do right by ourselves, by our community, all kinds of things. This is where the problem started. And it took me a long time to really come to terms with that. Okay. Because again, here's the thing about these wisdom keepers. And here's the difference between the wisdom keepers and modern society and our leaders today. Our leaders today do not have the vision to see through the BS, to see beyond the personalizing of this trauma, the all these things. We get stuck in all of these things where wisdom keepers can see beyond it. They are looking for the energetic complication. They are looking for the energetic causes. They don't personalize things because that's how they are trained to see the world. They are looking for energetic complications. And when they look at the world, they see this energetic complication in their messes, in the weaving, right, of the cloths that are used in this tradition. There is a black. There's black, right? And for them, this black represents the separation. It represents the last Incan leader that was, you know, taken out, because it meant the end of that phase. It was that separation. That is what is represented. And there is a need to bridge this separation, right? And it's beyond the empires. It's beyond the damages that were done. It's a problem that still exists for humanity today. When that separation has been harmonized, when that energetic problem has been resolved, that weaving will also change, because the story of humanity will change as well. So you're going to see that in the pattern of their weaving, something new is going to come about. But right now we have a giant black gap, which is representative of this divide that we have currently happening between humans and Mother Earth, and this connection that we need to be receiving, these energetics that we need to be receiving that we cannot receive because of what has happened, this fracture that has happened energetically that has happened. So what does it look like when humans are separated from the earth, when they are not receiving these energetics, because they have cut it off? They had said, you know what, I don't need that. And ooh, I can't see anything but the heavenly realms, or oh, I'm the king of my own castle. This kind of mentality. What happens when we are separated from this earth energetically? What happens? We don't have enough suddenly. It feels like I don't have enough. It feels like I need to be in survival mode. We don't even notice that we are doing it. We don't notice that. We just know that I need more money, that I need more castles, I need more gold, I need more this, and I need to do what I can to get all of this because I don't have enough. I don't have enough inside, right? And so what happened? What happened? We start to fall apart, right? We start to lack empathy. We start to lose our vision for seeing the world the way it is. We start to lose that sanity. We're losing it. We're losing our health as soon as we begin that journey. And then what happens when people aren't well, when they don't have the power, when they don't have the energy that they need? They start to create a world this way, right? And they start to teach other people how to behave this way. And other people are disconnected. And then what happens? It's a snowball. And here we are. This is what it looks like. Right. People are feeling feeling like they need to have things around them. They have to build this. It has to be built in order for me to feel satisfied inside. They are trying to recreate heavenly realms. They're so hungry for these energies that the only way that they see getting close to them is to replicate it in this physical world, which is delusional because they cannot exist here. These are energetic states of being. Luxury is a state of being. Can you feel good if you are not starving? Duh. Yeah, of course. You need your necessities filled. But besides that point, this entire need for more, 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 this is coming from a lack of energetics. And this is what the Kiru are saying. And this is the problem, okay? It is this lack of energy with these the earth, with this lack of communication, energetic being, this harmony, this lack of harmony is doing all of these things, okay? So what is the solution? We have been disconnected. This has happened quite some time now. It started somewhere probably in Europe. Europeans were first disconnected to the land. And this is what happened. Now, the Kiru, again, they see through to the energetic problem. They don't say, well, it was their fault. They did this to us. They did. No. Why? Because they're wisdom keepers. And they see right through this. They don't personalize things. They are looking at the energetic problem that is at the source of everything. And they are seeing there's a disconnection between human and Mother Earth. And this lack of connection is causing us to do really messed up things, right? It's causing us to create a world that is really messed up, that is not seeking to grow in consciousness. It's a world that has been disconnected from a higher place of wisdom, okay? And this is where we're creating from, a lower place, which is never going to... It's not going to give us any innovations. We're done. It's a cooked turkey, folks. It's not going to produce anything else. In order for us as a human species to produce more, to innovate more, we're going to have to reconnect energetically to the earth, okay? Because with these energetics, we're going to be able to reach higher levels of consciousness. We're going to be able to reach higher levels of empathy. We're going to feel better. It clears up our mind, right? We start to create in a different way. So I asked the Kiru, okay, well, what do we do? There's a big disconnection. How bad is it? Well, when we look at energetic complications, for example, the energetic complication that comes from shock, susto, there are levels to it, right? You might be scared and your energetics reassemble, right? That energy that was lost in that great fear can come back, right? So there are energetic complications that can resolve themselves. But there are some energetic complications that are so severe that in order to repair them, they have to be dealt with and the hands of a healer, a good healer, are needed. All right. For us, the separation that has occurred between human and earth, right, that disconnection can only be bridged with the wisdom that the Kiru have, and it can only be resolved through initiations, because we are so disconnected that even if you spent every waking day trying to meditate in nature, all the crystals in the world, all the sage in the world, all the Reiki in the world, all the whatever you have to throw at the problem, all the yoga in the world, will not be enough to restore this, because it is an energetic complication at this point. And the only thing that can repair it are initiations that the Kiru have been holding. They've been holding it for this time, precisely this time, because they were told by Mother Earth that the time would come where they would need to reconnect again, and they would forget how to do that. So you are going to be the one who will be holding this wisdom so when the time comes, they can reconnect again. And these initiations, they basically kind of jumpstart that connection again. They kind of like activate that pipe, so to speak, that connection that has been deactivated, so that you can begin to grow it again. And so that is what has to happen. A lot of people say, well, you know, should we be going to other people's cultures? Should we be learning? And I asked the Kiro this, and they are like, well, I don't understand. It's the same Mother Earth. They're the same sacred mountains. So what is the problem? They don't even see things the way that we see things, okay? Because again, they're always looking at the energetics. They are looking for the energetic causes, and they are looking at, they're trained to look at things this way. Right. And they have so much power that they are beyond a lot of the problems that we see. All right. Because the problems we have are based on where we are also. All right. Energetically. Right. And they are beyond that. They can see beyond that. They're looking straight at the problem. There's a big difference between wisdom keepers and their energetics and our energetics. There's a big difference. And because they are at a different level, because they have more power, they are still connected to Mother Earth. They can see way more, way past all of the stuff that blocks us. So they are not getting stuck with a lot of the trauma. They are not looking at all of these things the way we see things. We are seeing things from our perspective, our level. They see things from their level, and it is much clearer, their level. It is much more to the point. They are not distracted by everything that gets in the way. So that is how they are seeing it. And this is what we're missing in terms of power. We cannot meet our full potential without reconnecting. We cannot reconnect without the help of these initiations at this point. And that is something that that has to be said. And this is something that the wisdom keepers have told me and are very adamant about. So I am sharing with you. But we will talk more about this, I'm sure, in more episodes. But that is going to be the end of the power series. We are pretty much done. I told you about the road to power. I told you what power is. It's the ability to hold space for good things to happen. You have to kind of align yourself to receive power. That means that true power is going to come to people who are in service. True power is going to be unlocked by radical compassion. These are all very necessary. These are the keys that have to turn in order for this kind of energy to flow within you. You are responsible for being disciplined. But another element to this is the energy that's provided by this planet, right? And we have shut that off. We need to turn that back on because we are not operating fully. This is why humanity is where it is. This is why we will not be able to innovate beyond the points that we have, because we cannot evolve without this energy. We need all of our energy in order to reach new levels of understanding, consciousness, all kinds of stuff. This is the door that we need to walk through at this time. And it is very important that we as humans walk through that door. We have wisdom keepers that are willing to help us birth this new humanity. We have the techniques needed to do this. They have been preserving it for this particular time. And so we are ready to go, but we need to be able to take that step forward. So this is where we're at. So that is the end of today's episode. I hope that you enjoyed it. We are going to continue that conversation. Believe me, if you are on Instagram, please follow us. We want to make some new friends. We are Traditional Medicine Miami. And if there's any question, anything that you need, check out our website, traditionalmedicinemiami.com. We're here to help. We work with the Kiro community to offer services to help you in any way. There's a lot of different plans. Go ahead and check that out. And again, let's keep in touch. We love to make new friends. And thanks again for tuning in. I hope you're having a great day or night, wherever you may be, and that we meet again soon.